Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here, your host, and I have another episode of Tipsy Tuesday here. It is November. It's the week of Thanksgiving, so it's November 26th. And yeah, just looking, you know, it's been a great last couple of weeks. We've been pretty busy guiding and such, but last week we actually had the First Light guys, Kevin Harlander from First Light, and then we had Max Benz from Idorado come down with us, and Max just had a camera with him, was taking some pictures and video, so that'll be an awesome thing to share. And last week was actually the Nebraska rifle season, but we were bow hunting because we don't do any rifle hunts on our place, and it was super cool to be. I'd rather have not been kitted out in orange up in a tree. I'd rather we picked a week where the rifle season wasn't going on, but there was tons of action. We had a bunch of deer that basically they were in lockdown the first couple days that we were there, and then they started kind of breaking off from that and traveling, you know, right in the middle of the day. That time of year is a really good time to be up in the tree all day, which is really tough for me to do, but I ended up shooting my buck at 2:30 in the afternoon. He just came in with a doe and got him in a lane at 50 yards. It was the last lane I was going to have before he was going to kind of get behind the tree and some brush and follow the doe straight away from us. So he was going to go through this lane. I drew. I knew that lane was 50 yards, so I made him stop and I shot him and got a pass through both shoulder blades, and I ranged it actually, and he went 45 yards before he died super fast. So it was a super, super fun hunt, and a tiny bit of backstory with that deer. Jordan, little Jordan, had been after him for 2 weeks in October. She actually hit him. He was at 30 yards and kind of spun out of her arrow, and she hit him really low in the brisket and didn't slow him down at all, because a week, maybe a week and a half after that, he was limping a little bit, but he was chasing does the entire month of November. That was probably the most visible, bigger buck that we saw. And, we actually went down to hang a lifeline in a tree stand before these guys came. And so we snuck down. I crawled up the tree stand, threw the lifeline around it, crawled down. And Jordan and I were sitting there talking about maybe where we could hang a double set in there. And heard something running, and a doe came by us at 30 yards with this buck in tow. It was kind of cool to shoot a buck like that we have so much history with. And he actually broke ever since we've been getting pictures of him, which was October 10th-ish. On all the way until I shot him, he had his G3 on the right side broke off. So that is kind of disheartening to see that, I guess, but he broke it off super early, and he had split brow on the right side, pretty heavy buck. He carried it out, and yeah, it was super cool to get a buck like that. Some of the equipment I used for that, I'm shooting the Obsession Lawless bow, 65 pound limbs. It's set at about 62. And a 28-inch draw length, shooting the Black Eagle Deep Impact arrow. Pretty heavy arrow. I actually had it built through the blackovis.com arrow builder. And I did a review video on that through YouTube. And then I actually had a thread up about it on the forums too. I'll link to all that stuff in the description. But so in total, my arrow weight is 480 grains. And it's just been a pretty good weight for me. I upped it a little bit since last year. The last 2 years before this, I had actually shot more around the 420s. And I got passed through on both of my bulls last year. And then the year before that, my bigger Wyoming mule deer, I got a pass through on him too through both shoulder blades. So just been a pretty good system. I think the 480 is kind of going to be my sweet spot personally. So that's kind of what I'm shooting. And then, spot hog, Tommy hog sight. I run at 5-pin with the bottom pin as my slider reference. And then the Hamsky Hybrid Pro rest. And then earlier this year, I was running the Quivalizer. And while I like the idea, I just kind of got away from it, I guess. Especially for like sitting in the tree stand and especially sitting in a blind. It's just not that practical. So I went back to just a straight up, just a tight spot 5 arrow quiver, with a, I'm running a back bar and a front bar from Bee Stinger. The back bar is just a 6-inch Bee Stinger. And then the front, I actually don't, I'm not running a Bee Stinger on the front. I don't remember what the heck that stabilizer is called, but it's like, I think it's called the crossover. So it's the 7-11. So it's, imagine like a tripod leg out there and like a twist lock. And so it's 7 inches when it's fully, I guess, compressed in. And then when you extend it out, you can extend it to 11 inches. It just lets you extend it out for those longer range shots. And then if you're in a tree stand where you're going to be in closer, or like in a ground blind where things need to be more compact, you can suck it back in. So that's been a really, really good system for me here this last half of the season. I've been shooting really well with it, and I just kind of prefer it. So that's kind of what I've been doing the last couple weeks. Moving on to some housekeeping stuff. New updates for the film contest. I changed some of the rules on that. So the new deadlines for the film contest are going to be, we stretched them out to January 31st is when all the films need to be submitted into me. And we have 5 that have been submitted already, with more people coming, hopefully, and hopefully even more people that haven't told me that they're going to submit films. Our goal for this is like, we're trying to get like 30 films. So if you have one, shoot me a message at jordan@rockslide.com. Just make sure you have, you're signed up on the Rockslide forums. Then you can submit that. Another thing we changed to is it does still have to be from the 2019 season, but it doesn't have to be exclusive for us for the contest. So if you've already had a video that you filmed this year and then you kicked it out on YouTube already, no worries on that. Just shoot me a link and get signed up, because Canyon Coolers came in as our title sponsor for this, and they're giving away 3 coolers. So the first place prize is going to be a 150 quart cooler, and the second place is a 65, and then third place is 45 quart cooler from Canyon Coolers. So big prizes, and really looking forward to it. The winner will be announced February 19th, which is basically, I believe, the Wednesday after the Western Hunt Expo in Salt Lake City wraps up. So really looking forward to the contest. I think we can make this into something really cool yearly with some big prizes. So keep that in mind for next year on your hunts. If you're on the fence about buying a new GoPro or a new camera to kind of film your stuff, maybe this will sort of push you in the right direction. A couple of our latest episodes. Last Saturday, I released an episode with Matt Cashel. We were talking about the Mountain Tough postseason program episode. I'm actually about ready to start that thing up again and get some more muscle on and really just try to correct this body that's been through whitetail season. And then yesterday, last week we recorded an episode with Kevin with First Light, and we were basically just talking about their whitetail system and how he layered for the week. I talked about how I layered for the week, and it was just a simple, a really cool episode. You might pick up a couple tips on that if you're looking into some better whitetail stuff so you don't freeze in the stand. So that was released yesterday. And some new Rockslide articles. Heath Stevie with, I actually recorded a podcast with him that we'll release before too much longer about hunting out west. But he released a new article about his first Alaska moose hunt. And it was pretty, it was a pretty cool story and kind of shows how he did it and some of the gear they use. So go check that out. And then a few others, we have the Nikon HG versus the Swarovski CL compact binocular review, and the Canyon Coolers Mule 30 review, just a really little compact cooler there. And then Travis Bertrand talks about his Christensen Arms Traverse rifle that he used, chambered in a 6.5 PRC. He shot his giant buck in Colorado with it this year. So then over to the YouTube videos. These aren't really new, but I just kind of dug them up. I've been getting some questions about both these things, so I thought I'd just mention them on here. The Kafaru system. So I actually did a video this last winter. I talked about, I think it's called the Kafaru Nuts and Bolts. So like The best thing about Kefaru is they are modular and you can make that pack however you want it, but it's also can be kind of confusing. So I just kind of did a video that talks about, I think, more of the base things, what you're buying, when you're getting on their site, what you're looking for, what you need to have your pack system. So check that out. And then outdoorsman system videos. This late season, we use window mounts a lot. And one of the coolest things that Outdoorsman's has is they have like their dovetail system that's on the bottom of like their pan head or their micro pan head, or you can get it on their pistol grip as well. But it's like a dovetail system. And so you can slide it on and off of their tripods really easily. But even if you don't have one of their tripods, you can get the quick release adapter. Just screws on the top of any tripod, just like a regular head would, and it has that dovetail mount on it. So that works extremely well with their window mount system, because all their window mount is literally fits in the palm of your hand, and it just screws on the window, and then it has that dovetail system on it too. So take it off of the tripod and you can put it on the window mount, and then you're using a really quality head on the window mount and not having to completely switch plates all the time. It's a whole system. That's why I really like the Outdoorsman's, is because it's an entire system and you don't have to switch plates all the time to fit different tripod heads and all this stuff, and everything all works together. And then moving on to some hot forum threads on the Rockside forums. There is a Black Friday sales forum thread. So everybody on there is just posting up different companies that are doing Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales and just sales throughout this entire Thanksgiving week. That's a good one to check out if you're going to brave the crowds and go out and try to get some good things on sale. One thing that we're looking at is getting a new smoker. So I know Cabela's has the Bradley Original Smoker on sale for $200, and I think it's on their website too, basically starting tomorrow throughout the week. So that might be a good thing if you're looking for a smoker. I don't really know much about the Bradley smokers, but seem good. And then they have a Masterbuilt one on there as well, on sale for $250. So we're going to try to get one of those so we can do our own snack sticks and stuff. I know Go Hunt is doing their sale. First Light is just, their sale starts today. And I think it's like 20-30% off the entire site, and then a little bit more for different things. So you should go definitely check that out. Some new products that we're trying. I'm actually doing a binocular harness review. It's the Outdoor Visions Ridgetop Bino Harness versus the ADAC harness that Black Ovis sells. And I just finished up that review, and I will be submitting that. So that'll be live before too much longer. But one thing with those two harnesses is they're pretty minimal, and there's no place to put your phone. There's not like a phone sleeve. A couple other harnesses have that little sleeve for your phone, and I like it quite a bit. So what I did, and I like carrying some other stuff with me as well. So I went and got an FHF Gear Tech Pouch, just bought it, and got it here. They have a small and a large. I got the large. I have an iPhone XR, and it fits in there pretty well. And basically what it is it has like a ladder system, so you can put it on Molly webbing. So you can put it on your hip belt. You can put it anywhere. I kind of halfway rigged it to where it fits on the side of my binocular harness, and it's pretty much the same height as the binocular harness as well, but it just has a zippered pocket that you can put a bunch of stuff in. And then behind the zippered pocket, it has a sleeve where you can fit your phone. And I've been slipping my rangefinder back there as well. So it's just a really cool little thing that's pretty nice for if you want to take extra stuff with you, and then you can remove it so it's not always there, which is really nice. And then moving on to some news from over at Go Hunt. This is actually from my neck of the woods, but Nebraska Game and Fish gives a rancher permission to kill 50 elk. So this was over by Scott's Bluff, kind of around that area. And the rancher was complaining about the elk being in his crops and depredation. So he was looking for some depredation tags, and it cost the rancher more than $100,000 in crop damage, according to this article. And basically Game and Fish gave him permission to kill up to 50 of the animals. So this has a lot of people up in arms because it's extremely hard to get a tag in Nebraska. And it's a once in a lifetime for residents, and it's resident only unless you buy like a governor's or commissioner's tag, I believe. But moving on to something else that's pretty crazy is sounds like the railroad is getting sued over grizzly bear deaths in Montana because they're getting on railroad tracks and the trains are hitting them, which it just seems ridiculous to me because it's not like you can exactly stop a train on a dime when that happens. So that's kind of interesting. Article over at Go Hunt. And on to the hot minute. I just want to go through my late season layering system and kind of what I used in mid-October in Idaho to, you know, in the high country to kind of what I'd use now here in November. Say we're doing some more spot and stock type stuff. You know, some of the rut mule deer hunts will be starting. I mean, the rut's pretty much over here, but and then on into December here in Nebraska where it's going to start getting cold. So basically what I'm using is I'm a big Merino fan. So I like a Merino base layer right close to my skin. So I'll use something like the First Light Wick. It's just their 150 weight, has kind of some vents under the armpits. They have a few different variations of it. I really like the Wick hoodie. I've mentioned that quite a bit on here, but they have, you know, just simple crew long sleeve shirts of that. They have short sleeve shirts, and then they have one that's kind of cool. I used a little bit in the next step up, which would be the Fuse, which is a 200 weight. I just would use that over the top of a t-shirt for these whitetail hunts. It's like a crew, but it's no hood, and it has like a quarter zip. It's like a half zip. So I like doing that kind of a Merino base layer. And then over the top of that, I'll do like a fleece. Typically, that's a fleece layer for me, like the Klamath hoodie from First Light. I'll use that. And then they also have a piece from First Light that's pretty cool. They call it the Furnace. And it's a heavier weight Merino, but it actually has a fleece lining. And that thing is like a heater. If you're not going to move very much, that is a super great piece. So I like doing that. And then over the top of that fleece layer, I'll do something like, I really like a vest. Just, I like the thermal regulating, I guess, features or whatever that you can get from a vest. So I'll throw a vest on. And then I will go up in Idaho. Even though it was a backpack trip, I packed the soft shell in with me, the Catalyst soft shell. And I like that a lot just for, you know, wind blocking, kind of gives you a little bit of moisture protection. And then over the top of that is when I'll do like my puffy jacket. And I really like, you know, doing it like that, the puffy jacket on the outside. That's probably the warmest piece of clothing that you have. So when you sit down, you can throw that puffy jacket on while you're glassing, or if you're just kind of sitting still for a little bit, it'll help keep that warmth trapped in your body. And then if you get up and start to go, you can just take that off in that probably the warmest piece that you'll have. You can take that off right away and not have to completely, you know, shed a couple layers just to take that off. So that's been really good. And then for my bottoms that we've been doing, I do the Fuse, which is the 200 weight. It's the full length Merino bottoms. And then I either run a Catalyst pant over the top of that, which is just like that Catalyst soft shell. It's a soft shell pant. And then, or I'll run like the guide pant, which would be the men's Corget guide pant or the women's Alturas guide pant. But something like that, that's like a midweight to later season. You know, we get some guys show up here with like the Cabela's Ultimate pants on, and it's just too much walking for that. They don't breathe. They are really warm, but they don't breathe really well. So when you walk for a long time and then you start sweating underneath them and then you have to stop, then they're getting cold because they're sweating. And yeah, so I really would just prefer to have like kind of that mid thinner pant on from when I'm walking. And then when I stop, I can take like the Uncompahgre puffy pants out and I can put those things on and that'll trap all the heat. Just same idea as the puffy jacket. Really easy to put on, really easy to take off. most of your, those are going to be kind of your heavy hitter warmth pieces, or that top and bottom puffy jacket and puffy pants. You can take them off immediately and then just start walking again. And it just seems like a better system for temperature regulating for me than really putting, you know, 3-4 base layers on before you put your pants on, or using like a really heavy duty pant that you're just going to sweat a lot under. For these really cold temperatures, it's pretty important to keep your body dry. So, and also, we are going to be at a couple of shows this year with our podcast equipment. We're going to be at Sheep Show and then Western Hunt Expo, and we're going to bring our podcast stuff with us, and we'll be able to sit down with some of the companies that work pretty closely with Rockslide, and we'll be able to talk about what new products they're coming out with and kind of why they're coming out with those. And keeping true to, I guess, my vision, or, you know, our vision for the podcast, all we're going to be talking about with these companies is the new products they have coming out, what they do, why they came out with it. They're still going to be pretty dang, you know, short, 15, 20 minutes. And we're not just going to completely talk, you know, just harp on the whatever brand it is and, you know, talk about why they think their stuff is the best. We're keeping it pretty bare bones. We just want to talk about what new products are coming out with, why they're coming out with those products. And we want to get that info out to you guys so you can start thinking about if you may want to make some upgrades for next year. So we're really looking forward to that this spring. Those will be happening middle of January and then probably middle of February. So if there are any companies that you would like us to go talk to and talk about maybe some new stuff that they're going to have coming out, and any specific questions with that, shoot me a PM on the forums or an email at jordan@rockslide.com. And we'll hopefully be able to get to them and get an episode out so you can start making some decisions on your purchases next year. So thanks again for tuning in. We've been getting a ton of support on this podcast, and I'm just really hoping to keep our momentum going and keep putting out good content. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving week, and we'll see you on the next one.